Mary Higgins Clark joins us by phone tonight. With over 100 million books sold in the U.S. alone, she is, over and over, a New York Times bestselling author. And this is the 40th anniversary of the book titled Where Are the Children that launched her career. She will celebrate this year by releasing a record-breaking 3 books. And tonight we're going to talk about the first of those. It is titled Death Wears a Beauty Mask. Mary Higgins Clark, it's always a pleasure to welcome you back to Around Cincinnati. And I just want to take this moment to congratulate you on your long and illustrious writing career, 40 years as we speak. And it continues on to the delight of many of your readers, I'm sure, with the amazing release of 3 books this year.
Well, that is amazing. It's never happened before. I've had 2 occasionally. But this one, after last year's book, which was I've Got You Under My Skin, Simon & Schuster liked the main characters in it. And they said, we want you to do a series called Under Suspicion. But we know that you can't do that and do your regular book. So I have a co-writer, Alifair Virk, and she and I just meshed beautifully to write together. And that's why I had one in November called The Cinderella Murder. And now I have this one. And I have one coming out in June called The Melody Lingers On. And I have another one on the bestseller list in paperback.
Let's talk about this current book. It is titled Death Wears a Beauty Mask. And it includes a novella and several short stories. So let's start with the novella and title story. It's set in the high fashion world of the 70s and begins with someone having gone missing.
Right. The top model in New York. Beautiful, beautiful supermodel. And she goes missing. I started that story in 1971. And I got halfway through and I couldn't figure out how to end it because I had painted myself into the corner with the suspect. So I put it aside and I wrote Where Are the Children, which of course was my breakthrough book. So I'm very happy I did. But my son was going through boxes of old things and he came across Beauty Mask and read it. And he said, you know, this is really good. You should finish it. So I did that last summer. But because it's a little shorter, we put some mystery stories that I've written that were in small publications, like the Mystery Writers of America Annual. So they never had a wide circulation. And we picked out the ones we thought people would enjoy. So that's why there are other stories in there, including the first one I ever wrote, Stowaway.
You've had a number of careers along with your writing career. Was Stowaway inspired by your career as a stewardess, as we called them in those days?
The first short story, Stowaway, is about something that happened in Prague. My plane was the last one, Western plane, that went into Prague before the Soviets had taken over and no more Western planes. We only had 7 passengers on the plane because they said it is not wise to advertise your American connections. And of course, there was an underground. So I thought, suppose a kid from the underground sneaked onto the plane while they're searching the airport. And suppose the stewardess finds him. He says, help me, help me, help me. And she throws a uniform jacket on him, the purser's jacket. He was asleep in the bunk and said, keep your mouth shut and your head down. And she acted as though they were going over the kind of papers we had at every airport. And he's on the plane, and then to try to keep him from discovery because the commissioner of police is on the plane. And that became my very first short story.
One of the qualities I always appreciate in your writing is that there is a strong central female character. And from what I've read in your own life, you were widowed in your 30s, had 5 young children, and you had to be a strong central character in your life and theirs. And I think that's when you started writing for radio, of all things. Is that true?
Well, I was writing short stories, and I had sold some. But then the short story market vanished because everything was nonfiction. How to be your own best friend, how to look beautiful, how to serve this great meal. But there was no market at all for fiction. And my agent said, write a book. And I said, I don't think I can write a book. I'm so used to short stories. But then I thought if I want to be published, I had better write a book. And the first one was about George Washington, because I had done a radio script on him and realized how he and Martha were really happy marriage that was. And he was so interesting. And it's funny, I met my agent on a corner and she said, Mary, write a book. And I said, I am. And she said, what about? I said, George and Martha Washington. And her face grew red and she frowned and she said, why? And I said, there's a great love story between those two. It's an absolutely beautiful love story. And she said, Mary, with those wooden teeth, the only thing he gave Martha was splinters. And I wrote the book, and nowhere at that time, but after I was established as a writer, Mount Vernon Love Story became a bestseller. The Mount Vernon people are coming up. They want 3 hours to talk to me because the book sells all the time at Mount Vernon. It's in the gift shop, or they send it as a special gift to people who have pledged X number of dollars. That was living history for me.
I want to share with you that our producer, Lee Hay, discovered another talent of yours. She was paging through the Mystery Writers of America cookbook. So tell us what you contributed to that.
Well, I've been remarried for almost 20 years. I said I had a prince at the beginning and a prince at the end, and most people aren't that lucky. But they asked for a recipe. And now we do have people all the time. John's 4 and my 5 all live near us. I mean, Carol's the one who lives in Manhattan, but that's an hour away. And they're in and out all the time. People say, oh, with 2 large families, you must have great reunions. We say, we don't need them. The kids are in and out all day. And it's wonderful. But they wanted a recipe. And quite frankly, I asked the guy who cooks for us, I said, Lewis, give me a good recipe to put in it because I eat it, but I don't know how to make it anymore. So he gave me a recipe for something that I like very much. But it's fun because years ago, well, I don't know what the book was, I forget at the moment, but I said to a psychiatrist friend, look, he can't have a wife because she'd be in the way. He'd have to be explaining where he is. And I said, but he has to have some kind of passion. He said, let me think. And he called me back and he said, make him love food. Make him a gourmet. So I looked up all the great recipes and I made him tell his housekeeper to get this and tell his housekeeper to get that. And even cooked for himself when a night off. But when I did it, people wrote me for my recipes because of that book.
It's delightful to talk with you, and congratulations on 40 years of good reads. We look forward to more. Mary Higgins Clark.
Thanks so much. Lovely to be with you again.
I've been talking with Mary Higgins Clark about her latest book of short stories. It is titled Death Wears a Beauty Mask. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.